It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings, and this is such a sweet, sweet rivalry story. Let's say hello to Bridget. Bridget, what part of Chicago are you from?
I'm in the Carroll Stream area. I grew up in Lombard.
Okay. And you are a lifelong Cubs fan.
I am, since I was born.
And so
it was my family.
It was, what, about 10 years ago that you needed a kidney?
Yeah, about so in 2017, yeah. My health kind of went down in 2017, and I found out I needed a kidney transplant and had to be put on dialysis.
That must have been so scary, but because you sound so lively and young.
Yeah.
I was 19 at the time, and I wasn't expecting any of that because first, it all just started with my eyes kind of, like, going bad and blurry.
Oh.
So I thought I just needed glasses. And then that didn't get better, and my blood pressure was through the roof. So that affected my eyes.
And so...
And all downhill from there.
And the kidney thing, I think, is pretty crazy because you can't just get a kidney from anybody. It has to be somebody who is a match, right?
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot to be a match.
And you had gone to a Cubs game way back then. You had a sign. What did the sign say?
It said, "This little cubby needs a kidney." So me and my family thought that up.
Oh.
And did anybody in that stadium say, "Hey, you know what? I've got one for you"?
Well, nobody in that stadium, right?
Well, yeah, no. So the Cubs actually helped me out because they saw my sign. They took a ton of photos of me. They shared it on all their social medias and on the Jumbotron. And then my donor, he saw it being retweeted on Twitter.
Oh, so this kind of went a little bit viral back in 2017.
Yep.
And it turns out that the person who offered up a kidney was not a fellow Cubs fan, but was, in fact, a Sox fan, right?
Yes.
And so he saw their post and then was like, "Look, I know you're a Cubs fan, but I'm willing to give up one of my kidneys for you."
Yeah, he went through a lot of people reached out, but again, it's tough to be the match for a kidney. You have to be the right blood type amongst a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
And he was one that reached out. So I think maybe about 7 months after holding up the sign, on Thanksgiving, he texted me, "Only a few tests left and I'll meet with doctors."
Wow.
And then I found out his name, and it was all uphill from there.
Once again, we're talking to Bridget, who is the Cubs fan that got a kidney from a Sox fan. She recently got to throw out a first pitch at the Cubs game.
But you know what? So we've had this conversation with people that have gotten transplants before where we asked them, you know, if there was any part of their personality that changed after getting a new kidney or a new any part of the body from another person. And I was really hoping that you would have woken up from that procedure a complete White Sox fan.
Oh, no, never. Never, ever. I'm part White Sox fan because a part of me, the kidney part, is a Sox fan's kidney.
So you're down for the White Sox as long as they're not playing the Cubs?
No.
Not that far.
Wow, not That's even funny. A kidney could persuade you.
So, so this is such a sweet story. So the Sox fan donates a kidney to you, a Cubs fan. Now, last week, you got to throw out the first pitch at a Cubs game. How exhilarating was that?
That was so exhilarating. Like, I never expected that. My work, I'm a nursing assistant at a hospital, so my fellow nurses nominated me without me knowing, and then I got an email saying I've been nominated to throw the first pitch.
Wow.
And it was crazy. And then we honored my donor.
Yeah, and that's really cool. I wonder, like, can we get in touch with the Sox and can we get him a first pitch over there? Like,
yeah, fair.
He did donate a whole kidney, or would they go like, "You know what, you gave a kidney to a Cubs fan"?
That would be super cool for him if that could be possible. Yeah.
And are you and him, like, friends?
We try to keep in touch, but both of us have, like, busy jobs.
Sure.
Whether you are able to keep in touch or not, this was still such a kind gesture. And this shows that no matter what rivalry is going on between Wrigley and the South Side, at least we have more in common, like blood types.
Yeah, You know what?
Not all Sox fans are bad. Like, everybody gets along. It's all
I'm glad
games.
You learned that.
Yeah.
And, you we're know, pretty great.
We're all people here in Chicagoland just trying to get by, and I think that's a wonderful thing that he donated that kidney. And you seem like a very sweet person to receive it, and I'm glad that you got to throw out the first pitch, and thank you for sharing this story with us.
Yep, I'm thankful for my kidney donor every day.
Oh, I love it. And how's your eyesight and all that? Did it, you know, it change your life,
everything,
essentially?
Yeah, like with dialysis treatment and getting a kidney transplant, I'm like totally back to normal, lively, energetic, active, so it's great.
That's amazing. Well, cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Bridget. And we hope you have an amazing day. And go Cubs.
Thank you. Go Cubs.